Decorated Australian Army Captain Jason Skeins has launched a new mission since coming home from Afghanistan to bring his interpreter Hassan to Australia under a special protection visa. He's been at it for the last 5 years and has recently quit his position as CEO of the Maryborough RSL. Jason, welcome to RN Drive.
Oh, thanks, Patricia.
You stood outside Peter Dutton's office for 4 days in April to make sure that your interpreter Hassan's life would be reassessed. You wanted his file to be reassessed so he could get this visa. You were promised an answer in 3 weeks. Did you get an answer?
I did get an answer. It wasn't in 3 weeks. I was cognizant of the fact that there was a number of other agencies that that feed into the minister's agency to put all of that information together. So I wasn't as naive to think that I could just sit outside and wait until I got an answer. But I did want a reassessment of his application to be conducted. And the minister did that and turned it around in about 5 weeks.
What was the outcome?
No. So,
what reasons were cited?
Well, the minister, in his response, has not provided any additional information other than he's included now three references within the 700-page document that he submitted to us, which includes 350 pages of the customs and traditions of Afghanistan. So, I'm assuming that he was pointing out his study on the Afghan culture in making his decision, but there's certainly no new information there other than these three references, which he has chosen not to disclose because they're protected information. And my understanding is that you should still be able to provide a gist of what is contained in those reports and the reason for making that decision if it's based on those reports without compromising the information, but the minister hasn't done that.
There was a problem with Hassan's original application. What was it?
Yeah, so obviously coming from Afghanistan, there's a couple of issues with Hassan's application. One of the ones was his response to a question, and the question that was asked was, have you committed any acts of violence or terrorism against coalition forces? And during the conduct of that interview, his Hassan's response was no, not yet. And the person conducting the interview then asked for clarification and asked, what did you mean by that? And his response was, no, I don't do that. I work for coalition. And so obviously reading that in black and white, immediately in English, suggests that there is an intent when that's not at all the case. There is
so you
no
think
direct
it was a language
yeah.
barrier?
Oh, definitely. There's no direct translation from Arabic to English, and bearing in mind the language barriers, the cultural barriers, and the environmental conditions, I don't think any of that's been taken into consideration.
Why are you so passionate about getting him and his family to Australia?
Yeah, look, I've had many friends and many family members say to me, you need to just let this one go, and I can't because he is a mate, he is a friend, and that's something that in the military we take very seriously. We don't leave our mates and our friends behind. We look out for one another and we look after one another, and purport yourself as a soldier and wear the Australian uniform here in Australia is a federal offence. Over there in Afghanistan, he wore the Australian Army uniform by my side every day for the 10 months that I was in Afghanistan. And for us to, he's worked with our forces for a number of years there, and I've provided character references to the Minister's Department from several ranking Army officers, all attesting to his good character, yet the minister has exercised his extraordinary powers under the Immigration Act to take the harshest response and refuse him a visa based on his character.
You mentioned working alongside him. Is it true that he also saved your life?
Look, the interpreters conduct extremely difficult tasks in an unpredictable environment, and on numerous occasions we were essentially working and mentoring the Afghan National Army, and there was a number of incidents there that occurred that my interpreter was present at, and was able to defuse those situations from escalating into something further.
Is he in danger in Afghanistan now because of his work with the coalition?
Absolutely. You know, the security situation in Afghanistan is the worst it has been since the campaign in Afghanistan started. And, you know, the fact that they're losing 25 to 30 innocent people a day since the start of this year, that's an extraordinary amount of people. And that's just through insurgent attacks. And, you know, I think it was only about a week ago that the Taliban are reporting that they've now regained control of areas like Uruzgan and Kazaruzgan, which were areas previously controlled and occupied by Australian forces.
Why did you quit being the CEO of the Maryborough RSL?
Yeah, I was the CEO there, and my role there was to look after the commercial operations of the club, of the RSL, and that's very different to the sub-branch functionality of an RSL. And as such, I could not give that that role my full attention, and I thought it would be remiss of me to continue on in that position when my sole focus, since returning from Minister Dutton's electorate in Brisbane, has been to work on creating my own support network for veterans, and assisting those mission critical personnel that have assisted our forces and served our government overseas.
So what's going to happen now? What options do you have?
Look, the only real option that is available for me that I can see is to pursue this through the High Court of Australia. You know, as I said, I am confident that my interpreter does not fail the character test. I'm confident of his good character, and I'm prepared to take that as far as I need to, because I won't leave a friend behind in Afghanistan. He is in real danger, and he needs my help. He doesn't have a voice here in Australia, and he gave me one in Afghanistan, and I'm going to give him one here in Australia.
To file a high court case, obviously, you need to see if you have... Do you have any new information that you'll be able to establish a high court case?
Look, I've got Christian Hearn from Hearn Lawyers in Sydney, who has just been amazing, and he's come on board, and he's looking at the application and the response, and he'll be providing further information in regards to if there is a case or not. And so I'll take on his advice, and he's providing that advice to me free of charge, and I'm extremely grateful for Christian for doing that.
Just finally, on another issue, no doubt you're aware there's an investigation into Australia's elite special forces over serious allegations on that war on terror. Do you think the SAS has a cultural problem?
Look, I'm not a member of the SAS, but certainly in any dealings and all dealings that I've had with soldiers from that elite unit, I would say no. But I would think that the public can be justly concerned about the issue, but I'd argue that the actions of a few, which is quite often happens, clouds the significant and truly remarkable role that our special operations soldiers undertake. I mean, their conduct, they do conduct very dangerous, high risk, high tempo and targeted operations. And in large, I think that they should be receiving accolades for their conduct and support from Australians.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Jason Skains is a decorated Australian Army captain and the founder of Forsaken Fighters, a charity which aims to advocate for mission essential personnel, including interpreters. This is RN Drive. 0418 226 576 is our text line. We'd love to get your text tonight. We've been talking about a range of issues, changing